Welcome to the Confluence Investment Management Asset Allocation Weekly Podcast. I'm Phil Adler. I'm joined by Confluence market strategist Patrick Thiran-Hernandez. The Asset Allocation Weekly Report, dated September 25th, 2020, it considers whether now might be the right time to increase allocations to foreign stocks in investment portfolios. Patrick, many investors might be getting impatient with the performance of foreign stocks relative to U.S. equities. Just how badly have foreign stocks been underperforming U.S. stocks?
The basic numbers are pretty stark. Since September 2010, for example, the S&P 500 index of large cap U.S. stocks has provided an average annual total return of approximately 13.9%. But the MSCI All Cap World Index ex-U.S. of foreign stocks has provided a total return averaging just 4.6%. At those rates of return, an all U.S. stock portfolio would have doubled in value every 5.2 years or so. An all foreign stock portfolio would have taken about 15.7 years to double.
What's the reason for the underperformance?
Well, there are actually several reasons for the foreign underperformance. For example, weaker population growth, less dynamic economies, and different financial systems abroad have probably had some impact. Most foreign stock markets also have less exposure to the rapidly growing high return information technology and healthcare sectors that the U.S. market has. Foreign markets often have a higher share of companies in the slower growing value sectors like financials. Still, we think the predominant reason has been the appreciation of the dollar over the last decade.
Patrick, regular listeners of our podcast may already be familiar with the Confluence outlook on the dollar, specifically that the U.S. dollar appears to be extremely overvalued and we may be about to enter a dollar bear market. Apart from dollar strength, are there other standout, plausible reasons why U.S. stocks have decisively outperformed foreign markets?
Well, again, we think the answer is in the U.S.'s attractive overall investment environment and its plethora of stocks in high growth, high return sectors like information technology, healthcare, consumer discretionary. But to reiterate, the dollar phase appears to be the predominant factor.
What does history tell us about the relationship between a strong dollar and strong U.S. equities versus foreign markets?
Well, going back decades, it's very clear that U.S. equities have tended to outperform foreign stocks whenever the dollar's been rising, and vice versa.
And when have foreign stocks fared well?
Well, in contrast, foreign equities have tended to perform well when the dollar's been depreciating.
Patrick, what sectors would be poised to perform particularly well within the foreign market space if we do, in fact, experience the onset of a dollar bear market?
Well, our analysis suggests that foreign stocks would likely outperform across virtually all sectors, but the very strongest outperformance would come from foreign stocks in the materials, financials, communication services, and industrial sectors.
How about countries? Would emerging markets like India and Brazil be especially well positioned?
Well, indeed. Our analysis suggests that when the dollar is declining, both developed and developing foreign markets tend to outperform, but stocks in the developing or emerging market countries do tend to do the very best.
Patrick, what is the Confluence Investment Management Asset Allocation Committee looking for next in terms of evidence before possibly increasing allocations to foreign markets?
Well, continued loose monetary and fiscal policy in the U.S. would be one key. In contrast, higher U.S. interest rates, reduced Fed asset purchases, or tighter government spending in the U.S. would likely help support the dollar. Overseas, we're looking for the European Union to make further progress on issuing mutualized debt backed by the full faith and credit of the EU countries collectively. If that proceeds, the euro will likely become a more viable reserve currency and strengthen against the dollar. Besides those fundamentals, we're also paying close attention to technical indicators. For example, if the JPM dollar index were to fall below its most recent low of about 107.5 in early 2018, that would be a pretty strong confirmation that the greenback is on a downtrend and that foreign stocks are likely to outperform going forward.
Would an increased commitment to foreign markets be felt across all investment portfolios under the Confluence umbrella?
Well, as we did with the initial move back into emerging market stocks, we'd probably move first and farthest in our more aggressive strategies. However, we'd be inclined to increase foreign exposure in any strategy that includes equities.
Patrick, when might we see changes in the asset allocation recommendations?
Well, we're driven by what we see happening in the market, so there's no preset plan. However, I note that we've already reintroduced exposure to emerging markets in our more aggressive strategies. If we continue to see signs that the dollar is sliding, it'd be easy to imagine increased foreign exposure, including exposure to the foreign developed markets in the coming months.
What type of events could possibly delay this decision?
Well, an unexpected increase in U.S. interest rates, reduced asset purchases by the Fed, tighter government spending in the U.S. would likely help support the dollar and retard foreign stock returns. If the EU fails to make further progress on issuing mutualized debt, that would also probably be a negative for foreign stocks because it would undermine the euro's prospects as a stronger reserve currency.
Thank you, Patrick. You can find a link to the Confluence Investment Management Asset Allocation Weekly Report on the front page of confluenceinvestment.com. Also on that page, you can find a link to a PowerPoint presentation discussing charts which support the Confluence Outlook. Our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. We wish to state that opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice. This information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Our engineer is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Adler.